بيوتنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة فخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، فإن كل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And he's the only one worthy of praise. I seek his help, his guidance, and his forgiveness. I believe in him and I trust him. I seek refuge on Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Al-Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Al-Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We'd like to welcome you all for continuation of our tafsir. And tafsir means explanation of the Quran, interpretation of the Quran, giving the meaning of the Quran. We are working, and we've been working in Surah Abasa. Surah Abasa is Surah number 80. Surah number 80, which means he frowned. And inshallah, today we'll be continuing with the tafsir, and we start with the recitation of the surah. If you wish, you can say with me, or you can say it in your mind. It's up to you. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عبس وتولى أن جاءه الأعمى وما يدريك لعله يزكى أو يذكر فتنفعه الذكرى أما من استغنى فأنت له تصدى وما عليك ألا يزكى وأما من جاءك يسعى وهو يخشى فأنت عنه تلهى كلا إنها تذكرة فمن شاء ذكره في صحف مكرمة مرفوعة مطهرة بأيدي سفرة كرام بررة قتل الإنسان ما أكفره من أي شيء خلقه من نطفة خلقه فقدره ثم السبيل يسره ثم أماته فأقبره ثم إذا شاء أنشره كلا لما يقض ما أمره فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه أنا صببنا الماء صبا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا فأنبتنا فيها حبا وعنبا وقضبا وزيتونا ونخلا وحدائق غلبا وفاكهة وأبا متاعا لكم ولأنعامكم فإذا جاءت الصاخة يوم يفر المرء من أخيه وأمه وأبيه وصاحبته وبنيه لكل امرئ منهم يومئذ شأن يغنيه وجوه يومئذ مسفرة ضاحكة مستبشرة ووجوه يومئذ عليها غبرة ترهقها قترة أولئك هم الكفرة الفجرة. As we stated before that this surah is a Meccan surah. The surah consists of 42 verses. We mention about the occasion of the revelation, asbab al-nuzul for this surah. And if I'm not mistaken, that we had went in detailed vocabularies, word breakdown, everything up to verse number 22. And I have very simple question to our audience. Show me or tell me the number of the verse. وعليكم السلام. Which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that he had honor the human being. A verse in this surah shows us that Allah had honor the human being, especially from other creature. Number what? 18. It doesn't show anything about honoring. 19, not saying. 14, 15, no. كرم ولقد كرمنا بني آدم. Honoring the human being. 20, 20, no, not 20. He said 20. Let us push it little bit for one more. Which he say, ثم أماته فأقبره. Where is the kind of honoring in this verse? What kind of honoring here? What?
You said that
exactly. Yes. When a dog is dead, not in America, okay, but yeah, sometimes also in America. But back home, when you see a dog is dead, where you see the dead dog? The sidewalk, right? In the street, okay? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made for the human being a way to be buried. Doesn't matter if you're Muslim or non-Muslim, that not to be thrown to the sidewalk on the dumbest place, okay? In the trash can, like other things, like a bird or a goat, a dead goat. But Allah made even a way of honoring for you after even your death. So Allah had made you special among His creation, life and death. And in death that we take the human being and we bury him for akbara, from qabr, grave. And this not to be exposed to the wild animal to eat it, or that the people to be disturbed by his smell. Oh, welcome back. To be honored by to be buried. Show me some of the things that shows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed human being a blessing. Count two or three ways that Allah bless human being. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, examine your food, reflect in your food. فَلْيَنْظُرُ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِ. That Allah caused the rain to come down, splitting the ground, making the crops, making the grapes, the zaytun, the olives, the palm trees, the gardens, fruits, all the things, mata'an lakum, enjoyment for you, and what else? And your cattle which it serve you also, okay? So it is, even the cattle which eat the things, is for your own convenience, enjoyment. So you have a horse, You have a cow to milk it. You have a horse to ride. You have a camel to eat. All the things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it for the human being. And he said, reflect in your food. And that all the things to have your food ready for you. Water gushing from the sky, coming, rain, land open and spread specially for you, and crops, fruits, vegetables, everything. Tell me about a verse to show you how this Quran is something is honored. Say it. 13, what does it say? Can you say it in Arabic, please? Okay, Faisal, you're going to leave Saeed here for 2 days. No, go home and tell him to memorize the verse and say it right. We're going to have to go with your mom today, get your sleeping bag and come back. Alright? Fi suhufin mukarramah. What kind of suhuf? Mukarramah, honorable. And how? Marfu'atin mutahhara. Is raised up. And who are the one among Allah's creation handling these books that Allah is talking about? Safara, angels, the ID Safara. What is the description of the angels as it came in the surah Kiramin Barara? So two descriptions. Number one, they are Kiram. What is Kiram? Kiram from Karam, to be Kareem, to be generous. Barara from Bar, righteousness. Kiramin Barara. Show a verse which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting down the kufr and the disbelief and the disbelievers. Qutil al-insan, may mankind be cursed, be killed, be destroyed. Why? Ma akfara. What caused him to disbelieve? I did all these things for him, and after this, he disbelieved? No way. He should be grateful. He should be thankful. Okay? What things that Allah told us that we need to reflect on it so we don't be arrogant and turn away from Allah His way? What we need to do so we don't be arrogant and we think that we are so good that we don't need to go to the mosque, we don't need to listen to Allah, we don't need to be Muslims. We need to reflect on our creation. We need to reflect about who we are, how we start, where we're going to end. Mankind, doesn't matter if you PhD degree or master degree or no degree. Doesn't matter if you are a king or a president, rich or poor, black or white, Spanish, whatever, name it. All mankind, they came from where they know. How many times? 2 times. Usually human being, they look down and look with a disgusting way on something coming from the private part. As a result of this, when you find the baby stink or the diaper is dirty right away, they hurry up to change it, something bad. But Allah is telling you that you came from the private part, this is your original. And not only 1 time, but 2 times. One time when you're beginning and one time when you're delivery. Okay? So who you are to think that you're so good that you could not humble yourself before Allah? Reflect about your creation. Reflect about your delivery and your birth. And also reflect about the end of you, so you can from a private part to a private part, out of a private part, and after all this living, where are you going to be? Down on the ground, under the dirt. This is the human being. Subhanallah. Alright. من نطفة خلقه فقدره. Show me the blessings of Allah that mentioned in verse number 20. Yes. Yes, Sarah, made the way of you coming easy. Okay? Yes. Okay, he's talking about the creation coming from a clot of blood, and after this comes it says the sabil, okay, the way, yassara, okay, is related to birth. It can relate to sabil, which also how to live in this life, okay, but both of them is still from Allah's favor upon us.
What is sabil?
Sabil means the way or the road. It can be the road or the way. So Allah made a sabil and way. Okay, not every mother have to have a C-section for a baby to come out. Okay, Allah made a sabil, made a way for him to come and made it easy. All right, a matter of couple of hours and a half day, the baby's out. And this is exactly what it is, because he's talking about his creation, the blood clot. Okay. And the taqdeer, and after this the sabil, and after this he caused him to die and the grave. Also the sabil yassara, that means he made the two ways easy before him. You got, this is kufr and this is Islam, and you have both of them. You can be a Muslim, you can be a kafir, and he sent messenger, he sent books, so it's available for you, but you didn't take it, so don't blame anybody. Did the Prophet come? Yes. Is there a Quran? Yes. He didn't take it, so who you blame? So the sabil was available for you, okay? But you didn't take it, so this is your problem, okay? So it can be related to this, and some of the tafsir mention about the way coming out of the mother womb, and some they said about being made the sabil for you too. Also the sabil that he made, the livelihood available for you, like we see that the land available for cultivation. Not all the land are mountains. We could not cultivate, we could not plant, we could not even travel. Otherwise everything have to be in donkeys and horses, but now you can drive. You see, this also another means that Allah made it easy, the living, the sabil, the way for you to carry your livelihood. Alright, he made two hands for you that you can pick up things, and you run your machines, and you drive, that all these things. Okay, okay. فلينظر الإنسان إلى طعامه. So reflection 23. Okay, this is what we start today with. Is it? All right. Starting with verse number 23. Kalla lamma? Okay. Kalla lamma yaqdi ما أمر verse number 23. كَلَّا لَمَّا يَقْضِ مَا أَمَرَ. 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 كَلَّا نَي. كَلَّا نَي. لما not 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 يقضي to fulfill or to carry out or to do ما what أمر what he been commanded nay but man has not done what he had been commanded him. Okay, so with all the things that Allah given us, we fall in short, regardless if you are a Muslim or of course a kafir totally ignore it. Alright, and Muslims in general, they fall short. We were supposed to do what we've been commanded, from believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling our obligation as Muslims, doing our prayer, giving our zakah, all obligation, not only the five pillars of Islam. Islam is a full schedule in your life, regardless if you're home or you are in the street or in the mosque. That means, how come this man being rebellious, being arrogant? He was supposed to be busy doing what he been commanded, but Allah is saying kalla, nay, he didn't fulfill. Lamma yaqdi ma amara, he is not doing what he was supposed to be doing. Okay, كلا لما يقضي ما أمر. Nay, but man has not done what he commanded him, what Allah had commanded him. And no one ever can think that they fulfill their obligation towards Allah. Never. This will be a destruction if you think you're so good, you're a perfect Muslim, you did everything. And we can see the manner of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam worshiping Allah and still getting up at night and making tahajjud for long hours, to such a degree that his feet swallow up from standing, and he cried a lot, and he wet his beard with the tears. And Aisha as well as Bilal saying, O Prophet of Allah, why are you doing this? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already had forgiven you all your sins, past and future. You guarantee Jannah already. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say what? أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I be a grateful, shouldn't I be a grateful slave servant of Allah? So the more that Allah give me, the more I supposed to be in dedication, in submission, in ibadah. The more that Allah give me, I supposed to be more devoted to Allah. Okay? So the commandment of Allah is not being fulfilled in a manner, even if we pray the 5-time prayer. Do you know how sometimes we pray this prayer? You finish Dhuhr in less than 5 minutes. You see? But with all other things, for the dunya things that we're doing, it takes hours and hours and hours. You see? So even for those who are making salah, giving the zakah and doing these things, we are not doing it in the manner that fits with the majesty of Allah. When you present something, you're supposed to present it in a manner to fit to the person that you're giving, is it? And when you speak in a manner that fits the status of the person that you're talking to. You don't talk to the person in the street like somebody in the post office, like somebody who's the mayor or somebody the president. Everybody understand you. There is a way to approach. So can you imagine now if you talking to Allah, if you're presenting something to Allah, how are you supposed to present it? So when you have someone who is more greater, now you have to present it in a better fashion. But it seems that the attitude of a lot of Muslims, when they present it to the human being, they try to perfect it to the nose. But when they present it to Allah, they present it to sloppy job. And this is very serious. كَلَّا نَي لَمَّا يَقْضِ مَا أَمَرَ. Why? Why this man is not doing what he been commanded? Amr is like to order something. Amara, what he commanded him. Okay? Ma amara, what he commanded him. This is amr. This is order. This is obligation. Ma amara, what he had ordered him. Ma amara. فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَى طَعَامِهِ فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَى طَعَامِهِ فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَى طَعَامِهِ فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَى So here we didn't fulfill our obligation, we didn't carry our duty. Didn't do what I created you for. Okay, no problem. What about reflect about your food? See what I did for you. So the fair here come then ينظر from نظر. This called نظر. The vision called نظر. النظر is a verb. فلينظر is a command. Is a verb say look. But here is not a matter of looking, say to reflect. Okay? Reflect. Reflect in what? And said the insan. The insan. Let the mankind. Al insan means what? Mankind. The human being. Every human being. Everybody. Muslim and non-Muslim. Okay? See Allah's favor. See Allah's blessing. See Allah's ability. Okay? And Allah choose what? The ta'am, the food. Who doesn't like food? Who doesn't love food? You? Everybody loves it. Muslims and non-Muslims. Everybody would like to eat. And Allah is able to give us only one kind of food, is it? No. Allah is able to do it, is it? Yes. Watermelon, and this is it. Or okra, anything. Basmati rice, and this is it. So breakfast basmati rice, lunch basmati rice, dinner lunch, so whole basmati rice, everything, rice, rice, rice. But you can see how Allah is not only providing, is not only merciful, but He even is spoiling us. And He's not giving vegetables and fruits. He giving vegetables. He giving you even dessert. But when you think about it, He giving you even different colors, different shapes. What's this? He's spoiling us too much, is it? Because Allah is good, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kind, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so merciful, and we're supposed to be good to Allah. Okay? So He wants us to wake up and reflect in our food, because by reflecting on the food, if you did not think about anything else except the food, but guess what? I know it's not in the subject now, but can you imagine if Allah creates the food for us, but He didn't give you the means and the ways how to eat it? You don't have a hand to pick it and put it in your mouth. Or you have the hand to pick up the fruit or the food, but you don't have this grounding machine, this teeth. Look. And after this, how Allah makes the moisture inside to make it wet, not to be rough inside. So something to crunch it, and something to make, even the tongue is a metal to keep flipping it from one side to other. Subhanallah, who think about it? Eat, 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 eat. But when do we think? If we think and reflect, now we can see the kindness of Allah, the mercy of Allah. Now when we see that Allah said, فَلْيَنْظُرِ الْإِنسَانُ إِلَىٰ طَعَامِ, that Allah is not joking with us, but if our hearts are dead, and our eyes is almost blind, we could not see, we are not going to see anything. But if your heart really is awake and you will see this, now you say Alhamdulillah, well, thank you Allah for this. You see how Allah is so merciful. You see, you saw like the cows when they eat something have stones and have dirt in it and things like this. But when you take the apple as example, see how the skin is so soft. Yeah. Let me get the dictionary. I don't go. What grade you in?
I'm in third grade.
Third grade, you speak high English for me. Can you break it down? Oh, this is true. Show him the bones. Show him the bones. Yeah. This is true. This is true. Can you imagine if your arm has no bones, how the skin will, it's not going to be even stable, you see. Subhanallah. So Allah made bones and even left the bones with the skin and make the skin look nice, so your hand can be, have the strength and have muscles, not only skin and bones. Subhanallah, this is true. But how many people think about it? Not everybody think about it. And when we think about it, what we're supposed to say? Alhamdulillah. That means we thank Allah for giving this. So when Allah say reflect in your food, Allah is not joking with you. Allah really want to wake you up, and by reflecting in your food, now you can be grateful and you be thankful that you will share with others, that you think about others, that you try to get the right food and the halal food, and that you be grateful when you eat it, and that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and know that He's the one who deserves your praise and your total submission. So yanzur mean like onzur mean look, and look also can mean that mean reflect, not only looking at this it. So what here is saying reflect, let man reflect in what? Ila means to, to T-O, not T-W-O. Let the man reflect or look to his food. Ta'am means food. Ta'ameh, his food. So what is in the end? The ha is a what? Who's going to tell me? Yes, but what we call it in English grammar? Thank you. Thank you. Do I have a quarter? Okay. His food, his, the pronoun. Let man reflect in his food, ta'ame. And under ta'am comes all things, okay? If it's vegetable, if it's fruit, if it's meat, whatever you eat, it is what? It's ta'am. Okay? Now, this was a general. Remember the word, because inshallah 2 months from now I'm going to ask you. Alright, and I'm saying it specifically. So here Allah is saying, in general, reflect in your food. But after this, Allah is going to what? In details now. Going to break it down. Reflect on your what? In your food. But when I said to you, give me the generality in this verse as well as the details. The generality that Allah said, reflect in your food. But after this, Allah went to what? To break it down in details. How? He talks about the rain, break down the ground, the growing of the food, the grapes, the olives. But all these things comes what? Under food, is it? Is the food, the olives is food or not? Yes. What about grapes? All these things we eat it. But when he said reflect in your food, this was a general. Everything comes under the word what? Ta'am. So if I said to you, mention 6 categories of ta'am, don't get confused. Okay? Give me 2,000 types of ta'am. Can you? Of course. Of course, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds, okay? And some of it even you eat it and they take it and make it juice, and after this they make it a dry fruit from even one kind. Yeah. Who like mango bulk? I love it. I love mango bulk. I could not wait for Ramadan, because some people they make this mango bulk, man, subhanAllah. You know what I'm talking about?
Mango pulp.
You know this mango juice that is so thick with milk, and they make it with the iftar. Okay. Oh, you didn't come here before for iftar, bro?
It's so something wrong,
brother. Something like this, exactly. It comes in this so thick. Okay. Oh. Oh, No, usually it comes here only Ramadan. I don't know why. All right. So, ta'am means what? Food. After this, Allah went in details. Remember the word, details. What? He said, أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّ. Can be a food, vegetables or fruits without water, without rain. And Allah had told us in Quran that وَجَعَلْنَا مِنَ الْمَاءِ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ حَيٍّ. Every living thing, it depends on water. Do you know this? Every living thing. Yes. It's true.
Yeah.
Subhanallah. Wow. How do you know about this? You're amazing. MashaAllah. This is good. Okay? So we know about these things. Do you know why? Because the Quran is telling us about all these things. Allah is telling us about this. He said every living thing has to depend on water. So this is a great ni'mah. And guess what? There is a small story. They say one of these kings, I think his name is Harun Rashid, that his servant brought him a glass of water to drink. He asked for water. So, and when he's about to drink, he holds his hand and say, I ask you by Allah, if no water in this life except this glass of water, how much you going to pay for it? No water in existence except this, how much you willing to pay for it? He say, I will give half of my kingdom. Half of what I own, all this kingdom, I give it as a price for a glass of water. Okay? So, and after this, the king starts to drink. When he finished, he asked him another question. He said, I ask you by Allah, if this water that went inside your stomach, you could not release or relieve yourself. You could not use the bathroom. You could not take this water out of you. And all the doctors, everybody come to help you. And you could not pass this water. You could not urinate it. How much are you willing to pay for this water to come out of you? He said, I will give half of my kingdom to let it go. He said, look, all what you own, all this kingdom is equal to what? One glass of water for you to drink it and to take it out. So we're so rich, but we don't know. You see, water, this, but because it became a something we used to it, we don't reflect on it too much. We don't know that this is a great ni'mah. Only when Allah gave me $1,000 or a big car or a new baby, okay, now this is a ni'mah. But how many people think when they drink water that this is the great ni'mah of Allah? You see? So this king was ready to pay all his kingdom for one glass of water. You see? So Allah mentioning about the water, the rain, right? أَنَّا صَبَبْنَا الْمَاءَ صَبَّا. And here the pronoun referring to Allah, Anna, means we, which referring to Allah, does not mean we, Allah and the angels, or Allah and somebody else. But this, as we said before, when a great person talk about himself, he will use the what? The pronoun we instead of I. So sometimes in the Quran that you find Allah say I, and sometimes he say what? We. But when Allah use the term we, does not mean that Allah and the angels or Allah and somebody else, okay? Because some Christian get confused and say, oh, you in the Quran it say we. So this is mean the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. No, doesn't mean this. Okay, sababna. Sababna is a verb attaching to the pronoun na again, that we, verily we, pour forth. Sabba, sabba means to pour. Okay, sub shai, pour the tea. Okay, sub ma, sub. Okay, so sabba means what? To pour. Al-ma'a, the water. Sabba, fourthly, or an abundance.
Where is water?
Al-ma. Al-ma means the water. You can say ma without the alif and lam, means water. Al-ma'a. Why the? Because Allah talking about the rain, a water. Because, okay? We pour forth water in abundance. A lot. Okay? Can you have food without rain? Can you have vegetables? Can you have anything without rain? If rain... asking him to send a rain. Because if it's no rain, it's not going to be any vegetation. Okay? Alright? What is the verse? Anna sababna. Sababna al-ma'a. Sabba. أنا صببنا الماء صبا أنا صببنا الماء صبا What is صبا mean? Sabba is the half of sababna. Sababna is sabba plus na. We pour sabba. Sabba only with ishadda. Sabba. The other one sabba. With elongation, fourthly, or abundance, okay? Sabba, what is sabba? The verb sabba mean?
To pour.
To pour, okay? This is the first thing. ثُمَّ شَقَقْنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّا Verse number 26. ثُمَّ means then. Shaqaqna, shaqqa, the verb shaqqa, attached to the pronoun na. Shaqaqna, we split. Shaqqa, the verb is shaqqa, to split. And in the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ saying what the meaning is, لَيْسَ مِنَّا مَنْ لَطَمَ الْخُدُودُ وَشَقَّى شَقَّى الْجُيُوبُ Okay, it's not part of my nation who smack the face and split, cut the clothes. Women in Jahiliyyah, when a calamity fall in them, okay, they will be doing, okay, you know this stuff or like this, And some of them, they do what? Rip their clothes out of being impatient with the decree of Allah. Yeah. So the Prophet ﷺ says, those people who act in this manner, they are not part of my ummah. So shakka means to split, like take a piece of paper and tear it. Shakka, okay, or split. So anna shakakana, summa shakakana, shakka mean to split. Shakakana, we split. Al arda, the earth. Shakka, cliffs. Yeah, that we split it surely. Okay, that mean Allah made the rain come as a result of this. Now when is the earth receives the water, now it start to open cracks, okay, and ready now for cultivation. And this is another ni'mah that Allah made the earth and make the ground and make the water come to be mixed with the dirt. Now this ground, Allah can make the whole thing rocks. Okay?
So can we understand then that the land is more than just food, it's the everything that prepares food for us, or what sustains us?
No. It's the ta'am is the food. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing you the whole thing, the process. Okay, you got food, and you have the machines, which is the ground, you got the water, you have all the preparation and everything to give you what you need to live. But the food is what, ta'am is what, ta'uma, from what you take in your mouth to eat. Yeah. It can be meat, it can be grain, rice, it can be food, it can be vegetables, fruits, all these things called ta'am, okay? What you take by your mouth, not to drink. This is called, ba'azar, you have two things. You have sharab, and you have ta'am. Sharab is what you drink. It can be water, it can be juice, it's all this. And ta'am, what you eat, okay? Yeah. But this is a part of the combination, everything, all these things together, to process, to have the food ready for you. You need rain, you need the ground, you need all the things, okay? ثُمَّ شَقَقَنَا الْأَرْضَ شَقَّى. We pour forth water in abundance and we split the earth in cliffs. ثم شققنا الأرض شقا. ثم شققنا الأرض شقا. ثم شققنا الأرض شقا. ثم شققنا الأرض شقا. فأنبتنا فيها حبا فأنبتنا فيها حبا
فأنبتنا فيها حبا
فأنبتنا فيها حبا وعنبا وقضبا وعنبا وقضبا وزيتونا ونخلا وزيتونا ونخلا وحدائق غلبا وحدائق غلبا وفاكهة وأبا وفاكهة وأبا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا ثم شققنا الأرض شقا فأنبتنا فيها حبا وعنبا وقضبا وزيتونا ونخلا وحدائق غلبا وفاكهة وأبا Okay. Allah sends the water, rain, and the ground receive it. A result of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the nabat. فَأَنْبَتْنَا We cause it to grow from nabata. Nabata means to grow. نَبَتَ فَأَنْبَتْنَا Then we cause to grow in it فِيهَا In it So فَأَنْبَتْنَا Yes, from where? From عَبَسَ? أَنْبَتْنَا أَنْبَتْنَا is a verb from نَبَتَ To grow okay. Huh? Nabata, nabata means to grow. Something to grow, nabata. And the plant is called nabat. You have nabat is the thing that grow itself. But the verb nabata, فَأَنْبَتْنَا we cause it to grow. Fiha in it. Fiha in it means in the ground. Fi means in ha it. Fiha in it. فَأَنْبَتْنَا Fiha habba. Hab means grain. Rice, corn, beans, all this called hubub, hubub, okay, beans, rice, grains, okay, عنب means grapes. And we cause zirin, the grain, to grow. And grapes qabba, plants. Clover plant. Anybody know what's clover plant? Huh? Anybody? Tell me, Saeed. You put in it, salt or sugar?
No, scientifically anything with the seed is fruit.
Okay, just scientifically. Okay, we'll go with scientific. Okay, for tonight. Let's Arif. Arif is doing. What do you think, Arif? Arif is Arif. Is the tomatoes fruit or vegetable? Okay, it's fruit. All right. Wallahi, brothers. اللي عيش ما يشوف بيقول لك الطماطم يا عم سعيد فاكهة. انت تعرف دي ولا لا؟ تعرف لي؟ انت كمان عرفتها؟ يا so what is the general word فاكهة؟ What is the word general for all the vegetables? Anybody know? I'm not going to tell you, but you're going to have to go search for it. So, fakeha, fruits. So, if you want to know what is vegetables, one word for the word vegetables, you need to search it. What? Hair bag. Yes. All this for you, and the abba is for your cattle, okay? May Allah make us grateful and thankful. And we started from next week, we're going to have tickets for the class and sleeping bag for people who did not memorize. Make sure you bring your sleeping bag, because we're going to hold you in the mosque for 24 hours until you memorize your verses. Are you going to study?
No.
What? Astaghfirullah. It's Quran. Yeah, have a good intention. Huh? Okay. I give you a break. No problem. We thank you for coming. Jazakallah khair. Alright, any question before we close? And I want to thank you today for coming in time. 6:30 sharp, everybody was here. As long as you promise me continue coming to Wednesday class. Sure? Okay? Okay, let's have a choice between we can make Riyad al-Salihin in Friday, Sunday, and we keep the tafsir for Wednesday, or we can bring Riyad al-Salihin for Wednesday and give the tafsir Sunday. Which one you think will?
We need a week to memorize.
Yes, I'm giving you breaks. Believe me, you don't believe how much breaks I'm giving you.
I said we need a week, so if we do a Sunday, then we'll only have 3 days to memorize the line.
No, you still have a week. Doesn't matter which day you take it. But we want to know which one that people would like to have it in Wednesday, which one they want it for. So you want to start this Wednesday, huh?
This
Sunday. Let me see. Rabbi. Yeah. Inshallah. What is this? The school starts at 11:30? 10 o'clock. So what's the clock? And the Dhuhr is 1:30. So from 12 to 1 is good? Because I'll be coming from North Carolina and I don't know what time I arrive at night. But inshallah, no problem. Yes, I will try to have something for this Sunday. Inshallah. Inshallah. Alright, we thank you again. Jazakumullah khairan. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد ان لا اله الا انت نستغفرك